Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, number 154, some internet lore and some other things. Anyway, got my redhead stepchild, Mr. Alex Aponte, with me.
What do we have internet lore-wise?
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
I haven't even started the show yet.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Anyway, as always, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Man and Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Beridynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
World. I'm a huge lore person.
Are you?
I like lore.
Are you?
I'm really interested.
Oh, then I guess I'm going to change the subject for today.
What? What? You bring up internet, you bring up lore, and now you're not going to tell me about it?
So I wanted to talk about, I mentioned it a little bit on GHR, but, you know, WBS is more the place for it. Apparently, I don't know if you know about this, but this guy from Kazakhstan has had an ongoing thing. He married a sex doll.
Okay, sounds legit.
Yeah, it's real news. It's on everything.
Where did he marry the sex in Kazakhstan?
In Kazakhstan, yeah, because it's legal to marry.
They allow that?
Legal to marry anything over a certain age. It doesn't matter, you know, what it is. So
how is they verified that the sex doll is over the age of 18?
I guess I don't know.
That's weird.
Because the sex doll, I guess, is not like a childlike form. It's like an adult body, I guess.
What if it was a car?
Well, I'm going to get to that.
What if the car wasn't 18?
Listen, I'm saying I don't know, but objects, there's nothing, no rules against objects.
There's no rules
against
objects.
So this guy, who's 36, apparently was not too long ago also intrigued by an ashtray's brutal scent and the touch of metal as he moves on it from his devastating split to the sex doll wife, from his sex doll wife.
So he was in love with an ashtray.
No. So he married a bodybuilder. He married a sex doll.
I got that.
And then what do you call it? Now he claims he's madly in love with an ashtray.
Okay.
And plans to give it an artificial vagina.
An ashtray.
Yes, an ashtray. What do you call it? So the sex doll who he was married to was Margot. That was the name of the sex doll.
How does Margot feel about this?
I'm sure she's devastated. But, you know, they were married, and this guy... This was news, okay? Cheated on the sex doll while she was out getting repaired.
Oh my god! He cheated on her with a sex doll or with the ashtray?
No, so he cheated on her with a chicken, not a real chicken,
not a real chicken,
but like
a metaphorical chicken. He went to a gay bar and got a chicken and brought him home.
A piece of chicken with the skin.
Oh my
god! Skin off and used the skin.
I was thinking like a rubber chicken.
No,
I wasn't even thinking like a raw piece of meat.
No. And then he had something made where it was like a large chicken's form with something. I forgot what else was on it.
I think PETA needs to get on top of this.
Well, he was on top of that because there was a place for it to be in.
Oh, my God.
Not a real chicken. Not a real live chicken. I mean,
real dead chicken.
Well, it was something that he ate that you buy it like...
Yeah,
you know,
it's a real dead chicken.
Okay, well, it's a different story. PETA doesn't have anything to
Is
say
it not?
About that. What are they going to say about that?
Nothing. It was a joke.
Oh, and it's Kazakhstan anyway. Like, Borat's there, for God's sake.
I only saw Borat. Like, what? It's up.
Oh, is it?
Oh,
look at that. I didn't even see it.
Oh, my God. He's yelling at me for the timer, and I actually have it up this time, guys. Let the record show.
Yeah. So apparently it's like he's doing it with this like large, this ashtray was like maybe about a couple of feet, maybe 2 feet or a foot and a half.
Now my question is, does he have to be monogamous? Like, is what is it? Having multiple wives legal there in Kazakhstan?
Well, I think what his next thing is that he was saying that he was going to have a harem instead.
Right. The sex doll in the ashtray.
It says here, no, the sex doll's gone. She's gone. She's gone.
Oh, he killed her.
He got rid of her. But what do you call it? He identifies as a pansexual and can fall in love with a character, an image, a soul, just a person.
I'm pansexual too, so I get the sexual attraction to pans.
What?
Yeah, that's what that means.
You're attracted to pans?
Yeah, like pots and pans.
No,
when they
not.
Get really hot, oh God.
So first of
you
all,
put him over the burner.
You're an idiot. Pansexual means all sexuality. I'm not an idiot.
It means that you're attracted. But that's, see, the thing is, he's attracted to objects, which is not pansexual.
Yeah, I don't know. Then he says, I liked it about the ashtray. The smell of it, the touch of the metal on my skin, it's fantastic. I like the touch of sharp metal on my skin. It excites me, so I think you can understand what attracts me to this ashtray.
Is it a dirty ashtray?
Catch me outside, how about that?
Oh, my Lord.
You make me vomit.
No, but seriously, is it a used ashtray? Or is it like a brand new, he went to a store and bought a brand new one?
It's at a club or a place outdoors.
So it is outside, been used by like hobos and all that crap.
That's what it looks like.
Covered in syphilis, and that's what he's attracted to.
Apparently, I don't know, man.
I know where I'm going for vacation. Kazakhstan's got it going on.
I don't know, man. It's kind of like, I don't know what to do with all that information. I couldn't handle. I mean, so Margot, what do you call it? Again, the doll.
I know. I'd be pissed if I were her.
Yeah, but she went in for, get it, plastic surgery.
That's hysterical.
That was her repairs.
That's amazing.
And I don't know, man.
Was she actually getting like breast, like a bigger size?
I think that's what it was.
Funny. Why not just buy a new one? I guess when you spend a certain amount, you just upgrade it. Like that, like with computers, you spend like $2,000, you upgrade your computer instead of buying a new one. I guess with sex dolls, the same rules apply.
I just find it absolutely, positively, 1,000,000% bizarre.
You don't think that, what? If I took old Scarlett right here and went to Kazakhstan and married her, you'd be mad at me? You'd find it weird? You wouldn't come to my wedding?
No.
Why?
Well, one,
me and Scarlett have been in love for years.
One, because it's in Kazakhstan, and I'm not going to Kazakhstan anytime soon. What do you call it? And yeah, man, no, that's just weird. Listen, I'm okay with anybody having their little fetishes, but that's just plain weird.
It is weird.
You know what I mean?
It's nothing that I haven't seen before, though. There was that show a while back. The
Real Sex?
No, it was like something strangest, something, I don't know what it was, but the dude like married his car, like fell in love with his car, and that was in the United States. Oh, My Strange Addiction. That's what it was.
Okay.
Do you remember that show?
Yeah, interesting show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's when they would like eat like, you know, the
random thing. Yeah, would be different people. There was this woman that ate her couch.
Yeah, that was what I was just thinking of.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were thinking of that. There was also another woman who what did she eat? She ate like styrofoam, like she was addicted to eating those packing peanuts.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was, oh God.
Now, you know, here's the thing. I mean, look, if it's a single guy and you're a little lonely and you're like, you know what, I have a place to myself, nobody's here, I need some, you know, intimacy, and they got a sex doll.
Bust out the mannequin.
You know, like, that's fine. I'm not going to hate on that. You know what I mean? And especially, you know, what are you going to do? If you need something, are you going to do something illegal? Are you going to do something? And I'm okay with that. I wouldn't do it, but
it's
I'm okay
legal
with it.
Territory, actually.
What, sex doll?
In Japan, my ones that are made to be minors to help pedophiles.
Well, right. Well, it's not supposed to be. I'm not talking about that.
Well,
I'm talking
just
about
saying,
like a full body
I
freaking
understand
woman.
What you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? I think that would be, you know, fine. I guess.
I want mine to be a dragon.
And with that, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break.
Why are we ending on that?
And we'll be right back with some more WBS with Imbrim Skin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild G from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, everybody. I want you to know that I was joking on that last segment.
Oh, were you?
I think I was. I mean, I don't know. I hope that the audience can tell when I get all monotone and just kind of serious that I'm being deadpan and I'm not actually being serious. You know, like if I say, oh, yeah, the sky is being invaded by giant pistachio monsters. I hope people know that it's not actually happening.
Giant pistachio monsters.
Yeah, it was the first thing I can think of after coming off of a conversation about people getting sexually attracted to ashtrays and cars. No, sex dolls.
Okay. Well, yeah. Listen, the whole sex doll thing, I mean, I'm taking a look just out of curiosity of what these things, because it's been a while since I've seen these things.
They're expensive, aren't they?
They're like, you know, anywhere from $800 to close to $2,000.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
But they look real, some of these things.
Yeah.
The one that he had didn't look real.
The Uncanny Valley is kind of something.
First of all, why would you know anything about them?
Because I watched a documentary about a company making sex dolls for pedophiles, because I found that interesting. I found the psychology behind that interesting.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that at all. But, I mean, you know, it's like, well, first of all, that whole situation, what you're saying, I think that's a bad thing, because all you're doing is feeding into the instinct.
Or,
and then eventually they'll want to go after a child.
I mean, they say that the studies say otherwise, that it helps get rid of that urge and will prevent people from actually committing a crime against other people, because they have the doll, so they don't need to actually go out and kidnap a minor. But the studies are still, you know, early. So we have to see what the results say.
Very interesting.
I would just side myself with whatever the study said. If the studies say that it helps pedophiles not commit offenses against actual real children, then I'm in favor of it, despite how grotesque it seems on the outside.
Very interesting. This it's pretty insane, man. I'm looking at some of these things. I'm going, holy crap.
Yeah, I want one.
You want one?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, my Lord.
Going in your head.
No, I'm just
You're like, holy crap, I want one. Danielle, don't get mad at me.
No, if I would, listen, if I was single and couldn't get any, I mean, hell, man, I would do that. Why not?
It would help. It would have helped, what is it? What's their name? I forgot what his name was. There was a dude that committed a bunch of murders out in Florida, and he described it as an incel revolution because he couldn't get laid.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. Speaking of you know, garbage like that, what do you call it? I don't know. I'm assuming you saw today.
Was
the shooting in Brooklyn in New York City.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, that too we could talk about, but that's not what I'm talking about right now.
No, I actually didn't hear anything about a shooting.
Yeah, well, there was a shooting. 10 to 16 people were shot in Brooklyn subway.
Do we know why?
And what do you call it? They haven't found the guy yet. Five of them are critically wounded in the rush hour attack. Others were hurt in the chaos.
That's scary, man.
Yeah. Let's see. Tuesday, by a man wearing a gas mask and a green construction vest who tossed a smoke canister in the train car to distract the rush hour crowd before opening fire, officials and law enforcement sources said. So, yeah.
Nicholas Cruz. That's who I was thinking of.
What are you talking about?
The dude that I said that he couldn't get laid, so that's why he killed people.
Oh,
well, I was trying to think of the name. That's awful, though. I can't. People are disturbed, man.
People are disgusting. I don't understand what's up with people. Like, you know, like I just don't get it.
People fall down crazy pit holes. People go down crazy things, and like they believe things about humanity, and they think that the world kind of needs to come to an end. You know, that's pretty much what every like mass shooter has said. But, you know, their thinking is obviously flawed, and, you know,
it's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. What do you call it? I don't know what else I can say about it. I think it's absolutely awful. And I really, really, I feel awful for the people who were shot. I don't know if anybody has died yet as of right now. I believe they're only in critical condition.
I thought you said 16 people had died.
Between 10 to 16 people got shot.
Ah, I hope them all a very speedy recovery.
Yeah, I think it was closer to 10, but I'm getting different,
different reports.
Different reports. So, you know, at the end of the day, what do you call it? Why are people so disgusting?
I think it's because people are closed off and they don't want to learn about other people. And so they, like I said, they fall down these pit holes, you know, that makes them do crazy things. Like, why are people in the KKK? Probably because they don't understand how black people work, you know?
Okay.
Same thing with like mass murderers. Like, they just don't understand humanity. And so they think we'd be better off without it.
Gotcha. I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel absolutely awful for these poor people and who are traumatized. And
I feel
everybody
bad for the families.
And them, too. And speaking of what do you call it, people who are
messed up.
Well, I was trying to come up with a good way to segue it, but there's really not. But what do you call it? You know, another person lost is Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
So Gilbert Gottfried passed away today, which apparently he had a long-term bout with a disease.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. We had been in the same place on a couple of occasions. One time I had the opportunity to chat with him for a hot second. We were introduced, and then that was that. It was kind of like a passing in the breeze type of thing.
No, I understand what you're saying.
It was at it was in Manhattan, and it was at a Z-Rock event. Because Z-Rock, the guys in Z-Rock, the boys were friends with Gilbert.
Okay, so,
he
came to
so
event.
He was at their event, and I was friends with them, and I was there, and I didn't get the opportunity to sit and get to know him. I wish I would have. It's insane.
He seems so funny. I remember watching this YouTube video of him singing WAP when WAP first came out, and that was so hysterical to listen to Gilbert Gottfried sing WAP.
Yeah.
College Humor also did a funny sketch with him because obviously his voice is, you know, the most unique part about him. and his personality. They had him read 50 Shades of Grey, and they did a fake advertisement where it was like, let Christian, I forgot what his name is, Christian whatever, soothe you with his words, with the voice of Gilbert Gottfried. And it's just like, you're listening to 50 Shades of Grey. Oh my God.
Well, it's Christian Grey, by the way.
Christian Grey.
That's why it's, you know, Grey.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of clever. But yeah, he's done some great things. He's really funny, and I'm very sad to see him go.
Very much so. What do you call it? Taking a step backwards, because I still had the thing up on my computer here. Apparently, you could put into these things a heating system and a moaning system.
Well, yeah, you need the heat. You don't want to feel like you're having sex with a dead body, unless you're into that thing. Then, you know.
There are people who are.
There are. That's illegal.
oh man, the things that you see. I never thought that I would see this stuff in my lifetime. And
they had sex dolls back when you were a kid.
The sex dolls they had when I was a kid were, what do you call it, plastic blow-up dolls.
Yeah. It's just like video games, you know. Back when you were a kid, the video games that you had were two lines on a screen and a ball bouncing back and forth. Things evolve, Brim. We go from sex dolls that are blow up to, you know, air, to like, you know, realistic, they're calling you honey.
This is insane.
I understand.
Like, I've
never
seen any of these up close. You know what I mean? And I mean, I've done a couple of the adult conventions that I've signed at and done stuff with, you know, appearance wise. But you know, and they had stuff, but they didn't have any of like the live life looking.
Yeah, those are things. Like custom made by like. Not factories, but like it takes a lot of work to go that goes into them. Like
insane.
I said, I watched that little documentary.
No, I watched it. I watched one too. I guess it was I think we watched the same one.
Oh yeah, really?
Yeah. What is it called again?
I don't know. The one that I watched was specifically addressing a problem or like the legal issues with providing sex dolls to pedophiles.
That I didn't see. I thought you were talking about the one where they were showing them manufacturing them.
It was this. They did show it manufacturing them, and I believe the company that did the documentary that you were referring to is also the same company behind the one that I watched. But we didn't watch the same thing. But I obviously know what you're talking about. I've seen these sex dolls, and yeah, they're hyper realistic. They look real as, you know, if you put one like sleeping on the side of the street, like, and they made it look like, you know, a homeless person instead of a hooker, you would never know.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Use
them for other things too, though. Like, for example, now that I think about that, the police actually use like these realistic dolls for like traps for like if there's somebody going around committing I don't know, car burglaries with people in the car, like they'll put fake people in the car to see if they could trap the person.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. This one looks like Mary Jane from Spider-Man.
And well, yeah, you can get them to look like whoever you. I wonder if you could send in a photo of like somebody you know and have them make it. Oh God, that'd be creepy.
Very creepy.
Could you imagine?
Very creepy.
Could you imagine if Tom was like, "Hey guys, can you make one of Kim?"
No. Oh my God, don't say that. Kim will have a heart attack.
I know she would.
Oh yeah, don't say things like that. What do you call it? It's like they have male dolls too.
Yeah, of course. Women need to get off.
They have pregnant dolls?
Well, some people are into pregnant porn.
Holy freaking camole.
Do I need to censor that word?
Porn?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No. I mean, we're not... No. We're just... I'm
I mean,
just,
this is a convo. It's about sex dolls.
This is just a weird... I mean, it's... I've never looked into this.
Oh, you want to get even worse? Type in baddragon.com.
No, I know Bad Dragon.
Oh.
I know that. They gave me stuff when I was signing.
What?
Yeah, when I was signing at one of the cons, and they
what
do a lot of...
What did they give you?
Oh, it's crazy stuff, but they...
I'm sure they did.
They also do a lot of stuff with trauma. So, what do you call it? So, a matter of fact, if you go to GIF, you know, to use a GIF, and you put in @GHR, don't be a dick, there's a picture of me holding one of those things.
Bad dragon.
The bad dragon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call it? Millions of hits, by the way. Millions of uses.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just find this interesting. You know what I'm saying? Because until, like, I knew they were there, and I didn't, but I didn't know how.
You didn't know how in depth, how deep the iceberg went.
This one even has dimples above her ass on the back.
Yeah, you can customize whatever you want.
Holy crap.
You want her to have the giantest, like, milkers possible? Like, they'll do it.
You're disgusting.
I am not requesting these things. This is other people that are requesting these things. I have a girlfriend of my own.
Wow.
I don't need these sex dolls.
Unbelievable, though. Or how about for, like, people that want to have, like, a three-way, but they don't want to cheat, right?
You think people use them for that?
Probably.
I feel like that is a smaller market.
I don't know. Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. Let's take a, yeah.
Maybe to practice BDSM.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I just find this absolutely bizarre. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Imbrimskin.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brimskin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brimskin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow! It's the Red Roof Geek Guild!
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course.
Try this. Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%.
Hey, that's my line.
It worked. Thanks, Budget Heroes.
We saved today.
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes.
And you could pose them in different directions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you recording that? Don't record that.
Welcome back to Within Brim Skin, people. That was a that was honestly, I was hoping to catch you on a sentence, and that was pretty great.
No, I knew you were sitting recording. My Lord, like this, it's like the craziest thing.
Guys, he has not stopped. We went on commercial break, and he is just continuing looking at these sex dolls.
Because it's like bizarre. It's bizarre.
I find it really funny, your fascination with these.
Well, okay.
I understand that it's bizarre. I really do. But you could also just understand from my perspective why this is kind of funny.
Why?
I don't know. It's just funny to me.
Okay. I mean, for me... Like, again, I used to, when my first product that I had...
Was sex dolls?
Was a sex toy.
Oh, wait, no, I was joking.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a sex toy,
It was a brimstone dildo.
No, a matter of fact, people wanted me to make that, and
it was
an
actual life-size version.
No. I did a thing, it was called Dr. Peckerhead's Let's Play Dr. Sex Kit, and I sold them, I was in college, I was still in high school at that point, and then first couple of years in college, and I had, it was in all the Spencers, I had them in, World Imports was another big store.
Okay.
In the malls, I had them in all the different
sex kits.
Sex shops and everything. Yeah. But it was a joke. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, of course.
So, but
gag
but
gift.
It was a gag gift that women used, funny enough, for their bridal showers. And,
interesting.
And they sold so well. I'm not Mr. like kinky crazy, let's go out and do all this nutsy stuff. I'm just saying in general.
Nuts.
No. I'm saying I was exposed to like a lot of these things, but I never saw them looking like this. You know what I mean? When I saw that
you were in the market way back then.
No, I wasn't in the I was in that market. Yeah.
You were in that market for like a brief period of time, but that was way back when. Like I said, things have evolved. It's like the video games reference I made earlier.
But I wasn't even like it wasn't like I was in the market. I was
Well, you were, you know, dipping your toes in.
Yeah, I was just selling product into it. You know what I mean? Harmless.
But if you were doing that now, if you were selling product now, you would have had to walk into those shops they wouldn't have them at Spencer's, but they would have them at other, like, sex shops, and so you would have known, you know, you would have seen them firsthand, probably yourself. If you would have sold this product now.
So crazy.
Yeah, it's a little nuts.
I just find it so bizarre.
You wanna hear something else bizarre? And while we're on the topic of kind of sexual things.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever dove into this iceberg, but
I just watched Titanic again the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that wasn't the iceberg that I was going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
But if you ever want to dive into another funny story, the story behind truck nuts is actually pretty funny. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You ever see the balls hanging off of
truck? Yeah.
So there's actually like a really big drama behind those nuts. So there's two people that are responsible for making them. We don't know who first made them, but they have been at war with each other for decades because that product's actually really popular and it made them a lot of money. But one of them stole it. We don't know who stole it, but one of them definitely stole it, and they have filed several legal lawsuits against each other. They have tried doing copyright claims. They've tried getting the other website taken down. They do advertising against each other. Like, the drama that these two have over truck nuts is kind of crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Over nuts.
That's nuts.
Just some nuts.
Ay.
Look into it. I swear to God, it's kind of funny.
Well, you know, that's pretty interesting.
You said internet drama earlier. No, what did you say?
You said internet lore.
Internet lore.
Internet lore.
Well, this is definitely lore, and it's definitely on the internet.
Yeah. I don't know, man. What do you call it? So I went to a really interesting place this past weekend.
A sex shop. That's why he's talking about the sex dolls.
No, the complete opposite. Thank you very much.
A church.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, the opposite of sex is like church. I don't know. Well,
what?
One's unholy and one's holy.
Anyway,
one's both unholy and holy.
I went to the Museum of Modern Motion. What do you call it in Astoria, Queens, which is here in New York on Long Island? Well, just off of the island, it's in Queens. So,
Modern Motion.
Yeah, the Museum of Modern Motion.
Is that like transportation and like cars?
Television, radio, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And
like motion picture.
Yeah, and what do you call it? What was crazy is that so they have a Jim Henson exhibition. And what do you call it? Basically, it's, you know, Sesame Street, Muppets, Dark Crystal, all that crazy stuff, Fraggle Rock, all the stuff I loved. But it has, like I said, Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're there. You're in it.
And, well, no, I wasn't. None of the pictures, I was actually seeing if I could, any of the videos that were playing to see if I was in any of them. But I wasn't that I saw. However, the Big Bird Muppet that they had in there, the Big Bird, the body.
Yeah.
That's the one that I was on screen with when I was a kid.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, so, of course that's the one that they donate to the museum or whatever.
Isn't that crazy?
That is pretty crazy.
What do you call it? So I actually made a video. I'm going to wind up putting something up on my official site, you know, on my blog, just, you know, with in front of it that I talked a little bit about it. But
that's pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty awesome. I was like, wow. I, you know, never thought that I would be next to that. I never thought that I would reconnect with Carol before he passed away. You know, Carol Spinney, who played Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
But, you know, since then, I was like, I'm never going to see the Big Bird costume again unless I get lucky and do something on Sesame Street. And sure enough, I actually was there in front of the costume that I was on screen with.
I know,
as a kid.
That is funny.
I thought that was pretty cool. You know what I mean? I said to Danielle and to Haley, I'm like, this is my actual history right here. How crazy is that?
Next step is we got to get Elmo on GHR.
Yeah. I think it could be done.
Yeah?
I think it could be done.
I think if you did it, we'd have a lot of YouTube hits.
So, the guy who did play Elmo in New York Comic Con a few years back when Haley was still little, while I was signing, the Sesame Street people were fantastic, and I met a couple of them, and they actually brought Danielle and Haley over to meet Gordon and Elmo.
I remember the story, yep, and so, she was freaking out that she got to meet Elmo.
Yeah, yeah, and But the guy who plays Elmo, he's not doing Elmo anymore, so I'm wondering if I can get him on.
Ex-Elmo.
That would be great. He was the guy who's done Elmo since the beginning.
That'd be cool if we could hear some Elmo behind the scenes.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What went on behind Sesame Street?
Behind Sesame Street. Yeah. Well, I would have liked to have had Carol on, and he would have done the show, but what do you call it? He got just out of it, and he passed away before we were able to do it. It is what it is. So, you know, it is what it is. But it was an absolute, you know, like mind F, you know what I mean?
I understand.
Being in front of it, and I was like, I froze. I was like, I read everything just to see and make sure. And that was the one that was made in 1975, and I was on air with that one just a couple of years later.
That's pretty crazy that you go to a museum and then like something that you worked with is in that exhibit.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It was very cool. So I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I just thought it was neat. That's that.
It is neat.
So what do you call it?
I think it's neater than the sex doll stuff.
Me too. I should have led with that.
Actually, I think you should have, because we talked about sex for the entire podcast.
Well, but you know, but that's weird. It's just weird.
I get it's weird. If I came in and married the mannequin behind you, I would expect you to give me a weird face.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's really weird, Alex.
Yeah.
Like I
at least got to put tits on the mannequin.
Well, again, you know, like I can't hate on the guy for doing stuff with it. I can be like, what are you doing it to a chicken thing and to an ashtray and stuff like that.
You know, my question is, you know, why do you publicize it actually, now that I'm really thinking about it.
Oh, tons of publicizing. He had an Instagram account and everything.
Yeah, like, why? Is he making money off of this?
Probably. Who knows? But it was, we're talking about, what do you call it, the New York Post and, you know, big channels and big, you know,
maybe
like.
Maybe he is making money off this. I mean, he's making money off being weird. I remember seeing some, what is it, like game shows where they would take couples that are, like, kind of into like some weird fray things, but then they would tell them like, oh no, you gotta say this because we want to get views, and they're like, but we don't do that, and they're like, nope, you gotta say this if you want to get on TV.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Anyways, I don't know how I feel about any of that. But we took a really weird journey today. Anyway, that's about all the time we have. What do you call it? Again, please continue, rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars only. Alex will walk into G-String in Manhattan. What do you call it? That being said, make sure you touch base with us, you know, on all the social media. What else do I got to say?
I don't know.
Make sure you hit up Dirty Little Secrets Club, also on Tuesdays.
GHR on Thursdays.
Thursdays. And, yeah, man, when Alex ever gets his band out playing, go see him.
I'll try and put some music out soon.
See ya.